Well, I know a lot of people will love the Celtic Thunder show because it's become hugely popular. Their DVD called The Show is a triple platinum seller here in Australia, and they were also number one selling artists in the world in 2009 and 2011. So it's really great that they are coming to our part of the world. They're kicking off their Australian tour in Cairns on Wednesday, January 23rd. Then there are in Townsville on Thursday, January 24th. And those of you further south might want to catch them in Maryborough on Saturday, January 26th, before they head to all capital cities. So it's really good to welcome to Black Star Network one of the stars of Celtic Thunder show, George Donaldson. G'day, George.
Good day. How are you too?
Very good. Thank you very much. I should let you know that people are listening to you across far north Queensland, communities across Cape York and the Gulf of Carpentaria, and out through western Queensland. Have you been to this part of the world before?
You're just making me nervous here. we've been over. Do you know, we've had a great time here when we've been over in Australia. And, you know, we're fortunate to get a chance to see a lot of the places. And on tour in particular this year, I think we're starting in Cairns, working all the way down the east coast from Melbourne over to Adelaide and then heading out to Perth.
Awesome. I know a lot of Aboriginal people really like Celtic music and relate to it. And this happens in many countries around the world. What do you think is the reason it is so popular around the world?
Possibly because it's so steeped in history. And a lot of Celtic music is telling stories. I think that's the job of Celtic music, is to tell stories about times long ago and times recently. And I think it's the reason, it's a delivery of the style of song as well. It's almost in a kind of folk fashion. And I think there's a lot of the old style of how a song would be written and played is a lot of what's been done with the modern songs as well. And I think, you know, one of the things I love about the very start of the tour, one of the songs that I've most enjoyed singing is a song called The Old Man. And that's referring to someone who'd lost their father. And the first time I heard that, it was sung as a folk song. And it's just telling the story of, you know, how you... I think when you're younger, you think that your parents are going to live forever. You just think life is forever. And it just sort of touches on the subject of losing your father in particular. Mm-hmm. But it was a folk song that I heard, and then I heard it done in a show, and I've heard other people singing it. So I think that's possibly what it is. It's the Celtic kind of style is delivered like that. And it's just a great way of telling stories. And I think a lot of people relate to it because they do come from Celtic backgrounds from... I don't think as many countries exiles, so many more people have expats than Ireland has itself and than Scotland has. So they're all over the world, and it's great to bring that Celtic music to them.
The tears have all been shed now. We've said our last goodbyes.
You're on Black Star, and we're talking to George Donaldson from the Celtic Thunder Show about their tour Down Under. For people who haven't seen Celtic Thunder, can you describe the show for us?
For anyone who's not seen Celtic Thunder, it's a show with five vocalists in it. It has to be described as pretty much different backgrounds. Myself, I've been a folk singer in Scotland for... folk and acoustic music, I would say, for about 20 years. And I've travelled all over folk clubs and bars all over Scotland. And, you know, I've had a great time doing that kind of thing. And there's other guys in the group would come from maybe a popular background and a younger background. And there's a classical element to the show as well. And I think when you describe it, you think, you know, how does that work? But it's when you come to the show, you know how it works. And I have to say myself, when I joined the group, but you would hear myself possibly with a classical voice. I think, you know, they should never blend. But I think that's maybe one of the major strengths in the show is the total diversity of vocals and how they come together so well when we're doing ensemble pieces. Because the five guys would be singing solo songs, a few solo songs each, all the way through the show, but coming together to do ensemble pieces at different points in it. And we have a 12-piece band behind us, and you know, they could only be described as Ireland's. They must be amongst Ireland's best musicians ever. So there's a phenomenal band that we have, a great lighting show, and you know, it's a great sound, and we're doing something that you know, that I can't quite put my finger on, but it seems to be touching all the right places and all the right musical notes. And you know, we're doing something that it's coming across so well and people are starting to love you. So it's a great show.
And I cannot remember, neither have I the wings to fly.
From Banshee Bay to Derry K, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair colleague that I met at the county down.
Then I saw your face across the street through the tears of Hercules.
You're on Black Star, and we're talking to George Donaldson from the Celtic Thunder Show about their Down Under tour. George, you also carry the role as an elder of the group, not only being the only distinct Scotsman of the show, but you're the only married family man of the group. How do you keep up with the young pretty boys in the group?
This is not the first time I've been asked with that. And the thing is, I don't, and I don't try to either. I just think I enjoy what I've got for what it is. I enjoy the stability at home, the support I get at home. And, you know, I enjoy the touring. I enjoy getting a chance to see the world. And I think sociably, I get on just as well with the lads as you'd ever imagine or you would ever hope for. So when we go on tour, we basically call each other our family when we're on tour. So it's the touring family. We get on well on stage. We get on well off.
George, I hear you started your working life as an apprenticeship, and you built buses for 15 years before Celtic Thunder took off. So were you like the singing bus builder? Did you drive everyone crazy at work?
You know, well, here's the thing. Right? I mean, yes, I served my apprenticeship as a coach builder. I mean, I left a factory that I'd been working in for a good while and had been building buses. And no, I didn't sing too much at work because I've been a folk musician traveling all over Scotland and doing what I would be doing in the folk clubs and the bars and things like that. So I saved my singing for where I was supposed to be singing. So, and yes, it's possibly true. If I had done it at work, everyone would be telling me to be quiet.
You're listening to Black Star, and we're talking to George Donaldson from the Celtic Thunder Show about their tour Down Under. Anything else you're looking forward to in 2013?
Well, you know, in 2013, we actually just recorded a new DVD, and it's not been released yet anywhere in the world. So, and I think it's been released in the States initially in March this year. And then I don't know what the plans are for how else it's going to be released, where and when it will be released. But it's a show called Mythology, and it touches on a lot of Celtic stuff again. And honestly, I think it's the best show that we've ever done.
George Donaldson, it's a pleasure having a talk to you here on Black Star Network. Thank you very much for your time. Enjoy all that can be as part of your tour Down Under. And no doubt the crowd and the people of Australia would love to have you back to perform.
Well, do you know what? They're so glad. This is the third time I've been here, and it's so great to be back. It's a wonderful place. And do you know what? I hope anybody who comes to the show has a really good time. And do you know what? I'm sure they will do.
Thank you very much, George.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. I'll speak to you again.
I've been speaking to George Donaldson from the Celtic Thunder Show, playing in Cairns on Wednesday, January 23rd, and in Townsville on Thursday, January 24th. Tickets for Celtic Thunder are available at Ticket Tech online at www.tickettech.com.au or call them on 132-849.
This is our land, this is where we belong, here between mountain and sea. Here is our future, and here is our past, and here we are destined.